I recently happened upon another piece with the title of Prelude and Vivace, so in the spirit of free association which has guided my choice of music on this program, we'll hear that next. The composer is Margaret Brower, who was born in 1940 in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Also a trained violinist, she holds a doctorate in composition from Indiana University. From 1992 to 1997, she was composer in residence for the Roanoke Symphony Orchestra and is currently head of the composition department at the Cleveland Institute of Music. Brower has received numerous awards and commissions, including grants from the National Endowment of the Arts and the Ford Foundations. She has written 9 orchestral compositions and numerous chamber and vocal works. Prelude and Vivace, written in 1996, is a chamber version of the Concerto for Clarinet and Orchestra, which was composed in 1994 for Richard Stoltzman. I'll read you what Margaret Brower says about the piece. In the prelude, the solo clarinet floats above or below or winds around and through orchestral sonorities that are sometimes warm, singing, and sparkling, and sometimes languid, hazy clouds of sound. An ascending motif begins in the clarinet and occurs frequently throughout, drifting upward at the final cadence. The peace and tranquility of the prelude changes drastically when all caution lets loose in the lighthearted, exuberant, and quite raucous vivace ritmico. Elements of jazz and the mood of a lively party combine with repetitive rhythmic patterns, changing meters, playful exchanges, and comic sound. A traditional cadenza for the clarinet culminates with a short exchange between the clarinet and a siren in the percussion section before the movement rushes forward to a conclusion. Let's hear it now with the Daniel Silver Clarinet and the Cleveland Institute of Music New Music Ensemble, conducted by Timothy Weiss.